Usually, we read a scripture and then we ask questions back and forth, but today, because there's too many of you, I'm going to speak to you. If you have a question, though, you can raise your hand. I said this morning that it'd be nice if sometimes somebody would raise their hand in the middle of a sermon and say, "Hey, Pastor, I don't understand what you're saying." Yeah, you're ready to go. I see it. All right, good. Again, Proverbs 3, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds," that's wisdom, "are better than the profits of silver. Her," that is wisdom, "her gain is more than fine gold and is more precious than rubies. And all the things that you desire cannot compare with her." In the holy name of Jesus. Amen. All right, Bible scholars. We're here to celebrate the end of another school year. Now for the whole summer, you don't have to learn anything anymore, right? Yay! Let me tell you, it's been a wild ride this year. We've had our questions and our answers as we met each day, our doubts and our uncertainties. But really, that's what it's all about, isn't it? To embrace the messiness of a sinner's faith and wrestle with big questions and hard scriptures. Unfortunately, many of us were taught, and maybe even still cling to, the idea that the Bible is a neat little instruction manual that tells us everything we need for life. But let's burst that bubble real quick. The Bible is full of people who don't seem to have their act together, who don't seem to follow the instructions, listen to their teachers. We might even say the people in the Bible are a hot mess, full of saints who are walking contradictions, sinners with weird stories, and even downright scandalous characters. We got to talk about in chapel this year murder and adultery. We didn't talk this year. Last year, we talked about a talking donkey and even a guy that gets swallowed by a giant fish. That's all in there. But you know what? That's what makes studying the scriptures so fascinating. It's not some rule book. It's a collection of stories that reveal the messy, beautiful, and sometimes disturbing complexity of God's relationship with us, his chosen people. But speaking of God, let's be more specific. Children, who are we talking about? More specific? Jesus, very good. This man, according to the Bible, is a total outlaw by any of the standards of the day. He flips tables, he hangs out with the wrong sort of people, like prostitutes and tax collectors. He dares to challenge the religious establishment. He even talks back to his teachers. Don't get any ideas. He doesn't play by the rules of society. Instead, he turns them upside down. He teaches us that believing in him is more important than laws and rules, that forgiveness is greater than any condemnation the world brings, and that the kingdom of God is right here, right now, because Jesus is right here and right now. Despite how much we want to give Jesus a makeover to make him seem more safe to us and more appealing and unthreatening, Jesus isn't some kind of sanitized goody-two-shoes figure. Jesus is radical, disruptive, with the divine force of forgiveness and love that still shakes the foundations of the world. So, my dear Bible scholars, students, as you leave here today, the end of our school year, and step back out into the world, remember that the world is fake. The world is full of false gods, false saviors, and false words of promise. And so your greatest teachers are not the ones who have all the answers, but the ones who point you to Jesus. The greatest teachers are the ones that point you to the truth about baptism and the Lord's Supper, like we do here. They point you to the pulpit and the good news that for Jesus' sake, God does not hold your sin against you. He doesn't wish you dead or damned. Instead, as we heard each day, each morning, you are his beloved child. And for Jesus' sake, he embraces the beautiful messiness of your faith and life. But then, Pastor, shouldn't we have all the answers by now? Do you know everything? Samson says no. Samson knows a lot of things. All right. Shouldn't we have it all neatly packaged and tied with a bow and have everything understood? Well, let's burst that bubble too and set your expectations straight, my dear scholars. We don't have all the answers because we are not God. And since we are not gods, we probably have more questions than we do answers. And you know what? That's a good thing. I've been encouraging them all year to ask questions, to embrace the questions. It keeps us humble. It's a good thing because it keeps us searching. It keeps us from being pompous and self-righteous, know-it-alls. I've heard it all. I don't need to learn anymore. You think that's ever true? Is there a time when you don't need to learn anymore? No. Even when the school year's done? Nice, Cole. I heard you. Yeah. So let's embrace the questions. Keep asking questions. Even embrace your doubts. They're not signs of weakness, but are signs of the Holy Spirit's work in you, producing faith that asks God's questions and love that eagerly receives his answers. Remember what we call asking questions and answers from God's word? What do we call it? It starts with a C. Catechesis, did I hear it? Thanks, Wyatt. There you go. It's hard for me. I can't see. You're so far away. All right. Ah, but Pastor, there's another thing. It's hard to have faith in a world so full of pain and suffering and difficulty. That's because, as we've learned, faith isn't a magic pill that makes all our problems go away. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card or a golden ticket to an eternal vacation in some heavenly resort. Faith in Jesus Christ is about embracing the mess, the chaos, and the absurdity of it all because of what Jesus did on the cross. Through Jesus' cross, the Holy Spirit reveals beauty in the ruins of what we've done to his good creation. He gives us joy in the midst of our sorrow and mourning. He stirs up hope in us in the midst of the darkest, pitch-black night. He creates faith in us through his promises to convert our suffering and death into hope, even when the ground beneath us feels shaky and uncertain. But as we've also learned, my Bible scholars, faith that the Holy Spirit creates isn't a solo gig. We can't do it ourselves. Faith is not about locking yourself in a room and reading some ancient texts and pretending like you've got it all figured out. No, faith is about, as we've heard, coming together as the communion of saints and raising a holy noise in Jesus' name. I don't mind all the noise. I'm used to it. Supporting our brothers and sisters in Christ through thick and thin. Faith is about building up a communion of saints, because only in Christ's church can we be our selfish, messy, and beautifully human selves. A motley crew of sinners, screw-ups, and oddballs. But guess what? We are fully forgiven and fully loved by God. And that's the kind of acceptance you're not going to find anywhere in this world. Not on Instagram, not in a self-help book. In Christ's church, sinners find solace, the lost find direction, and doubters find hope. It's a sanctuary where we can lay down our masks, let go of all our pretenses, all of our disguises, and embrace the truth about God and ourselves without fear and without judgment. In this chaotic world, we're taught to hide our flaws with social media filters, superficially mask our insecurities. But here in the church stands the beacon of God's honest truth. It's a place where we can ditch all the facades and the pretenses and admit that we're just a bunch of hot messes. But guess what? Jesus loves you anyway. He sacrificed his love so you could have a place in God's house, and despite you, be declared a saint. And that, my fellow sinners, makes the church so radical. So, as we bid farewell to this school year, let's pray that the Holy Spirit stoke the flame of our curiosity, give us some excitement for the adventure of his word, and the audacity of faith within us. Let's continue asking God the tough questions. I'll be here all summer. Seeking truth from him in unexpected places, challenging the status quo in the name of Jesus, because It's in the messy, the unconventional, and the downright outrageous that the Holy Spirit moves and changes lives. So my Bible scholars, my friends, hold tight to this truth. Life is a beautiful mess. Faith is an exquisite mess. And that's where the real adventure lies. Embrace the mess because Jesus does. And he covers it all with his wonder-working power that is of his blood shed for you and for the world for the forgiveness of sin, new life, and eternal salvation. So may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank you for listening to this podcast from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, Sherman Center, in Random Lake, Wisconsin. If this podcast is of benefit to you, please consider supporting the work of St. John by visiting stjohnrandomlake.org, that's stjohnrandomlake.org/support, and give today.